Being a mom is probably the hardest job in the world.
做母亲可能是世界上最困难的一个工作。
Because you do so much, and at the same time, you get so little recognition.
你做的很多，但是你对人家却看不见。
And may the Lord bless you, especially today, and may the Lord remind you that your work, your labor is not in vain.
愿今天你们母亲节快乐，也求神让你知道你的所做的任何事情都不是白费的。
Well, because it's Mother's Day, I want to speak to you on the topic of legacy.
因为今天是母亲节，所以我要跟大家谈一个问题，就是属灵的这个遗产。
When we think of the word legacy, we think of great man and great woman.
当我们讲到这个遗产的时候，我们是想到那些伟人，或者是这个很了不起的女人。
Like these people，
好像这些人。
Right， Billy Graham， Mother Teresa。
这个格里汉牧师跟这个 Teresa， 这个天主教的这个神。
Some people when they think of legacy， they think of this individual。
有人讲到这个遗产的话，会下面一个人物。
Bruce Lee.
李小龙。
Right?
对不对?
Do you know what's Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
你知道这个李小龙最喜欢喝什么吗?
Water.
Water!
Okay. You don't need to translate that. Okay. So, when you think about it, everyone leaves some kind of legacy, right? Everyone.
你想一想，其实我们每一个人都留下一些的遗产。
It could be good, it could be a great legacy.
有的是好的，是一个好的遗产。
It could be negative, it could be very worldly, it could be very detrimental.
也许是不好的，是这个世界的，而且会有害的。
Everyone, every single person.Leaves some sort of legacy behind.
不论你是谁，你总是留下一些遗产。
So the question for all of us today is, what kind of legacy am I going to leave behind?
所以我们马上要想说，我所要留下来的这个属灵的遗产到底是什么？
If you're like me, you want to leave a beautiful spiritual legacy.
如果你像我一样的，我真是希望能够留下一些。可以好的美的这些遗产。
No matter what stage in life we're in, married, single, young and old, we all want to live a life that counts, a life that makes an impact on the lives of others.
无论你是在怎么样的一个这个地步，你所做的任何事，你都是希望说要留下一下比较好的遗产。
So today we're going to learn from this man, Joshua, who left behind.A beautiful spiritual legacy.
今天我们要从约书亚的身上学到怎么样他留下了一些很美的遗产。
If you could take out your bulletin,
如果你把你的这个程序单拿出来
，We're going to read from verses 13, chapter 24, 13 to 20 to 18, and then 31.
我们从十三节到十八节，然后。再读三十一节。
And let's have the English readers read from 13 to 15, and then Chinese from 16 to 18, and then 31.
讲英文的读从十三节到十五节，中文的从十六节到三十一节。
Verse 13. So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build.And you live in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors. Worship beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve.Whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
十六节，一起来。百姓回答说：“ 我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因为耶和华我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地的为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行了那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。耶和华又把住此地的亚摩利人都从我们前面前赶出去，所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。三十一节，约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。
May God bless the reading of His word.
求神祝福他的话。
How do we leave a spiritual legacy?
我们怎么样能够留下一个属灵的遗产呢？
From today's passage, we see this. The first is this, by pointing others to God.
从这段圣经文，我们看到第一个就是我们把别人指向神。
So the background here is that the Israelites, they have entered into the promised land.
就是在以色列人他们从埃及到了这个应许之地。
All these years, circling around and around in the desert, now they're finally into the promised land, the land that God has promised to give them, a land of milk and honey.
那么在旷野里头他们游行了很多年，终于现在到了这个神所应许他们这个牛奶与蜜的这块地。
And let's look at what Joshua did.
我们看看约书亚到底做了什么。
Chapter 24, verse 1. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes together at Shechem.
24章第一节，约书亚将以色列的众支派聚集在示剑。
Now this place Shechem seems like a very random place.
这个示剑好像是一个随便一个地方。
But it's not, it's a very sacred location.
其实不是，因为这是非常圣洁的一个地方。
Let's look at what happened to Shechem 400 years back.
我们来看看在示剑400年前发生了什么事。
Genesis 12, 6 to 7. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Morah at Shechem. That's what we're talking about.At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, To your offsprings, I will give you this land.
创世纪12章6节那边说，亚伯拉罕经过那地，到了示剑地方摩亚橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那里。耶和华向亚伯兰显现，说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
The Canaanites, they were big, they were powerful. There was no way Abraham could overpower them.
迦南那个时候很高大很强壮，没有这个亚伯拉罕是不可能把他们打败的。
But God said to Abraham, just see, you just wait and see, because I am going to give you, your descendants, this very piece of land.
但神跟亚伯拉罕说，你等的吧，我会把这块地要赐给你的后裔。
And Joshua, when they enter into the promised land, Joshua gathered them together at Shechem, and he said to them, Guess what? God has been good to us.
所以当约书亚带着犹太人进到这个迦南地的时候，第一件事情就带他们到示剑，跟他们讲说，你们知道吗？神的应许已经实现了。
We are finally.In the promised land, our God is a faithful God.
我们终于到了这个应许之地，我们的神是信实的，可以靠的。
Do you see what Joshua is doing? Joshua is pointing them back to God.
你看到约书亚做什么事吗？他把这些人带到神面前。
And then Joshua, he made a great speech. Look at this. We're not going to read this long verse, but I highlighted.A lot of key words. Joshua speaking on behalf of God. I did this for you. I deliver you. I provided for you. I brought you out from. I did this. It was all God's doing.
现在有两张的 slide 有经文，我们不去读，但是把那个重要的字已经把它用黄色弄出来。 就说神告诉他说，我带领你们，我保护你们，我供应你们，我这些神所做的这些事，他们都让他知道。
See, it was not easy for Joshua to lead the Israelites, but he did not take credit. He kept pointing them back to God. He gave all the credit back to God.
约书亚带领以色列人是非常困难的，可是他没有这个邀功，他把所有的功劳都归给神，他让以色列人看见神的作为。
Let me speak to the parents for a second.
现在我愿意跟这个父母们说话。
It's not easy to raise children, isn't that true?
我们要教养孩童、生养孩童是不容易，对吧？
And it's so easy at times to take all the credit for ourselves.
常常就自己邀功了。
For example, we say to our kids,
我们常常跟我们的孩子说，
Do you know how much money I spend on your piano lessons?
你知道我花在这个钢琴上面就花了多少钱吗？
Right. How often I sat next to you at the piano bench counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 with you?
你知道我花多少时间坐在你旁边，你弹琴的时候，我说一二三四，一二三四的打拍子。
Do you know how much I sacrificed for you?
你知不知道我为你牺牲了多少？
Yes, it's very tempting to say those things, but a wise parent will point their kids back to God.
我们常常不小心，我们就把自己邀功了。但是聪明的父母啊，一定是把这功劳归给神，把他们带到神面前。
Because the Bible tells us every good and perfect gift comes from God.
因为圣经告诉我们说，所有美善的事都是从神而来的。
And when our children realize that it's God who blesses them, they will have a personal relationship with him.
当孩子知道这一切的恩典都是从神来的时候，他就能够跟神有一个亲密的关系。
When a person experiences God's love and his faithfulness for themselves, they will want to love God. They will want to serve God.
当一个人能够了解到神是信实是可靠的，他就愿意敬拜神，愿意侍奉神。
That's why Paul said in Romans 12:1, In view of God's mercy, because of God's love for you, you ought to offer your bodies as living sacrifices to God. It's the reasonable thing to do. It's the right thing, the only right thing to do.
所以罗马书12章那边讲说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
When you experience God's love and His goodness for you, you want to say to Him, God, you have been faithful to me. I want to be faithful to you.
当你知道神感受了神的恩典，你知道神的爱的时候，你就会跟神说，神啊，你是这样信实的神。我愿意也变成一个信实的人，我愿意侍奉你。
By the way, the entire book of Joshua is about God's faithfulness.
整本约书亚书记就是告诉我们说，神是信实的。
God has made promises, and His promises will come to pass.
神给了以色列人很多的应许，这些应许都应验了。
You see, Joshua. The Hebrew word Joshua is another word in the New Testament.
这个约书亚在旧约这个犹以色列这个这个话，在新约是另外一个名字。
Joshua in the Old Testament means Jesus in the New Testament.
约书亚旧约的名字，其实在新约就是耶稣。
And the book of Joshua is telling us, pointing us to Jesus. There is going to be a greater Joshua that is to come.
所以约书亚记其实是把另外一件事让我们看见，就是以后又有一个另外更伟大的约书亚，他要来。
And that Joshua, Jesus Christ, will lead us into God's promised land.
那个约书亚就是耶稣基督，他要带领我们到那个属灵的这个应许之地。
And so all of us, as children of God, we have been so blessed by God.
我们这些神的儿女们，我们真是蒙了神的恩典。
But the question is, do we give glory to God?
但是问题是，我们有没有把这个荣耀归给神呢？
In the midst of all our blessings, do we keep pointing people back to God?
当我们受这么多的恩典的时候，我们有没有把神指引给别人看？
The second thing, how do we leave a spiritual legacy? Number two, by encouraging others to serve God.
第二件我们能够留下遗产的就是我们鼓励别人去侍奉神。
Look at verses 14 to 15 and look at the word, how many times that word serve will come up again and again.
当我们看14、15节的时候当我们看见的时候我们看见这个侍奉这个字在这边有没有重复又重复呢
And that's Joshua's message to his people. Serve the Lord, serve the Lord, and let me say it again, serve the Lord.
约书亚就对以色列的百姓说侍奉神侍奉神再侍奉神
Joshua knows that everyone is created to serve something, someone.
约书亚知道我们每一个人被造其实是要去侍奉一些东西事情
If we don't serve God, we will serve something else.
如果我们不侍奉神我们就会侍奉其他的东西
Now, when it comes to, and we call that idols, right? Idols, the different things that we serve, they are idols.
我们侍奉的我们叫做这个偶像这个偶像是各式各样的
Sometimes it's really hard to identify the idols in our lives.
我们在生命中常常有时候不能够知道到底什么样是偶像
But I like to ask myself this question.
我常常问我自己一个问题
What is the driving force in my life?
我的生命的动力到底是什么?
It's not so much what I do, you know, because I, you know, do a lot of good things, but what's the driving force behind those things I do?
我会做一些很好的事情，但是这个使我做这些事情的后面那个推动的能力是什么?
What's the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning?
当我早上醒来，第一件事我想的是什么呢?
What is the last thing I think about when I go to bed at night?
我最后要上床之前，我最到底是想什么东西
？What is that something that keeps me sleeping at night？
有什么事情让我能够辗转不能睡的呢
？See, we must be very careful because some of these things are good things, but you know, they're like good things like career.
那么这些事情可能很多是好事，比方说我们的。工作
education
我们的教育
friends or family
我们的朋友我们的家庭
reputation
我们的名誉
all these are good things but they could easily become idols in our lives
这些都是好事但是这些常常就变成了我们的偶像
wouldn't it be terrible that at the end of our lives as we serve God go to church go to fellowshipAt the end of life, realizing that we're not really serving God, but we have been serving the idols, these idols in our lives.
有一天到我们生命快要结束的时候，我们发现哦，我常常去教会，常常去团契，常常在教会服侍，但是到头来，原来我是服侍另外，不是神。
And that's why Joshua said, "Throw away these idols. Get rid of these idols from your life."
怪不得这个约书亚说：“你赶快把这些偶像给丢弃。”
Look at Deuteronomy 5:9-10.
我们看《申命记》五章九节十节。
God says, "I will show kindness to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments."
五章十节说：“爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他发慈爱，直到千代。”
That means the decision I make today will impact my children and my children's children.
所以今天我所做的事会影响到我的孩子，我的以后的后代。
And when I choose to serve God and God only, my children, my children's children will be blessed.
如果今天侍奉神，那么我的孩子、我的孙子、我的后代都会蒙福。
How do we leave a spiritual legacy?
我们怎么样把属灵的遗产带给我们的孩子呢？
Number three, by living the life of faith.
第三就是活一个信心的生活。
When Joshua said all these things, he was already an old man.
当约书亚说完这些事，他已经是一个很老的人了。
This verse says, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110, and they buried him. He lived a life of faith.
第二十九节这边说，这些事以后，耶和华的仆人论的儿子约书亚正110岁就死了。他一生就是活出一个信心的生活。
Can you imagine these people as they buried Joshua?What are some of the things that came to mind? The life, the story of Joshua.
当这些犹太人他们埋葬这个约书亚的时候，他们心里在想说，这个人是怎么样一个人呢？
Right, the stories of Joshua. Remember the wall of Jericho tumbling down because of their faith.
那我们看到这个约书亚的故事，就这他在耶利哥的时候，怎么样这个耶利哥的城。城墙能够倒塌掉。
How they crossed the Jordan River by leadership of Joshua.
当他们怎么样的这个过这个约旦河，这个约书亚怎么样带领他们
？Remember, they sent out 10 spies to spy out the land of Canaan.
记得他们派了许多的探子去这个迦南地探。
The entire nation refused to trust in God's goodness.
整个以色列人他们不愿意进去。
But only Joshua and Caleb, Joshua was the one of the two people in the entire nation that was willing to trust in God's faithfulness.
整个国家都不愿意进去，唯独两个人，一个是约书亚，一个是加勒。他们愿意去遵行神的旨意。
And because of their faith,Right, God blessed the entire nation.
因着他们的信心，所以神就祝福整个国家。
And so, see, when Joshua said, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord," he was not just saying it with his lips. People see that he lived that out. That's his life message.
当约书亚说，至于我与我的家，我们必定侍奉神。他们不只是口里讲讲算了。
So, parents.Let's think about this. Family, our home, is a legacy factory.
知道吗？这个家庭其实就是遗产的创造的地方。
It's there. It's the incubator where the legacy is born. It's there. It's incubator where the legacy is developed, where faith is passed down from one generation.To the next generation.
在这个家庭里头是孕育这个成这个属灵的遗产的这个地方，在那边慢慢的培育。
So if that's the case, let's ask ourselves a few questions. Well, what is going on in the home?
所以我们要马上就讲，我们在这个家里头，我们到底什么样的情况
？The first question, look at this. What is the temperature of your home?
首先。就是你们家的这个温度是怎么样
？Is it hot or is it cold？
是很热呢，还是很冷
？Is there a lot of fighting and arguing going on, screaming and yelling？
是在那边有很多的争闹，很多的这个吵吵闹闹，这个在那边呢
？Or is it the other extreme, cold？You can feel the tension in the air. Silent treatment.
另外一个就是非常的冷淡，没有话说，然后但是你可以看见那个就用没有话的这个惩罚。
The husband comes home from work.
这个丈夫下班回来。
He comes in, he tiptoes around and he talks to his children.
他很小心在那边踮脚的走路，就跟这个孩子说。
Is mommy having a good day today?
今天妈妈的这一天好不好啊？
Is she happy or is she angry today? Is she stressed out today?
今天她到底高兴还是不高兴，还是她这个累死了？
Right, see, is it warm? Is it comfortable where people know that they can sense the love between the parents?
这个家庭还是说到里面是很温暖，任何人进到这个家的时候就能够感觉到那种热情。
Laughter, encouraging words, hugs and kisses.
在里面有笑声，彼此鼓励，就常常的拥抱，常常的亲吻。
Let's look at the second question.
我们看看第二个问题。
How do you describe the fragrance in your home?
你可不可以描述一下你在家里头那个味道是怎么样？
Don't say Chinese restaurant, okay? But fragrance, is it a pleasant place to be, or is it kind of a repulsive smell to the home?
在那边是一个馨香的这个味道，还是说让你很难过的这种味道？
Where people walk in, they feel like they're going to be criticized.
当你进入的时候，你会觉得说你好像要被批评。
Or is it a sweet fragrance because you know that you can be who you are and you can be accepted?
或者是说你到那边去，你虽然有问题，但是你是觉得被接纳的。
The third question, how often is the presence of God acknowledge in the home.
第三个就是这个神同在在你家到底是不是事实？
Is God part of the conversation, decision making, where there are songs, where there's singing and praising?
在你家里之后，你做决定的时候，是不是有神在那边做主？你有没有耶稣？有没有神在那边讨论？或者说你有没有唱诗？有没有这些的？
I like this plaque that says, Christ is the head of this house, the unseen guest at every meal, the silent listener to every conversation.
我喜欢这个牌子说，基督是这个家的主，是一个看不见的这个客人，在每一个这个用餐里头，他是看不见的一个客人。而且是在任何一个对话中，他是一个在默默听的人。
Yes, you don't see him, but you know he's there, and you acknowledge his presence. You live in his presence.
虽然你看不见他，但是你知道他在那边，你所有所作所为就在那边承认这件事。
When we live in God's presence, God will bless our home.
当我们活在主的同在的时候，神就要祝福我们。
There is an example of this in the Old Testament.
这个是在旧约有这样一个例子。
2 Samuel 6:11, where they didn't know where to put the ark of God, and so they decided to put it in this person Obed-Edom's household.
那么这个约柜他们不知道要放在哪里，但是他们后来就放在一个有一个人叫做俄别以东的家里。
The ark of the Lord remained in his home for 3 months, and the Bible says God blessed the entire household.
神的约柜就在这个人的家中三个月，圣经记载说神就赐福这个家。
Now I have no doubt that for that 3 months, the ark of the Lord was the focal point in the home.
我想在那个三个月中，这个约柜就是这个家庭的那个中心的地位。
I have no doubt that for that 3 months, everyone was aware that the presence of God was in the home.
我相信那个三个月的时候，每一个人，每个家里的人都知道神的同在是与他们在那里。
And because of that, because they acknowledge God's presence, it says God blessed their entire household tremendously.
因着他们所作所为是承认主在他们当中，所以圣经就讲说神就赐福给他们全家。
Let's think about it. When we acknowledge God's presence in our home, our speech will be different.
当我们知道神与我们同在的时候，我们讲的话就会很小心。
Our focus, our perspective will be different.
我们所浇筑，我们的看法就一定很清楚。
Our attitude will be different.
我们的态度也会不同。
Our lives will be different.
我们的生命也就不同了。
When we live in God's presence, God changes the way we live. God bless us, entire household.
当神与我们同在的时候，我们的生命就被改变，我们就活得不同的生命。
I want to say with confidence,I've never been to your home, but I'm sure that every household today, there is also a box.
我虽然没有到你们家，但是我知道每一个人家里头都可能有一个这样一个柜子，一个盒子。
There is a box where it's our focal point.
这个盒子，这个柜子变成我们生命的这个中焦点。
Where we arrange our sofas, our furnitures around this box.
当我们把这个沙发、这个家具摆的时候，其实是焦点是在那个盒子、那个柜子。
And whenever there's an opportunity, we situate our families in front of this box.
但常常的时候，我们就把我们就坐在这个盒子的前面。
What is it?
是什么？
It's our TV, right?
我们的电视。
Or maybe some people, it's their computer.
对有些人来讲，就是他的电脑。
I wonder, on average, an average person, how many hours they spend in front of the computer every day.
我不知道多少，我们每一天花在这个电脑或者电视上的时间到底有多少。
And more, right? Chat room, Facebook, and everything. People can just spend their lives in front of their computer.
在网上聊天，这个脸书，就我们现在花的时间太多，就在这个网上。
And from it, we allow the box to flow out the values, the standards, the philosophies of this world into our lives.
借着这个盒子，我们从它就把世界的这些观念、世界的看法就笼罩在我们身上。
What does it mean to live a life of faith? And that is to live in God's presence.
怎么样活出一个信心的生活？其实就是活在神的同在之中。
So I love this quote for parents or for leaders. The lessons of life are caught, not taught.
我喜欢这个说法，就是人生的功课是这言身教重于言教。
See, our kids are too smart. They can see right through us.
我们的孩子其实非常聪明，他们一看就看清楚了。
They know exactly our values. They know what's important to us.
他一看就知道我们什么事对我们重要。
They know which God we worship.
他知道我们到底哪一个神是我们所敬拜的。
Do you agree?
你同意吗？
Because they see, they know.
他们看见，他们就知道了。
For example, we want our kids to be honest. We want them to live this life of integrity.
如果我们愿意我们的孩子说实话，让他做一个这个正直的人。
But do we live the life of integrity?
但是我们到底有没有活出一个有正直的生活呢？
I want to give you an example. I drive my girls. I have 5 girls. One of them's a baby, right? And so I drive the 4 older girls to school every morning.
你知道我有5个孩子，5个女儿，一个女儿还是一个小 baby。那么我带着这个4个大的女儿呢，每天上学。
And every morning it's a challenge.
你知道每天起床上学是一个不容易的事。
Almost always somebody gets up late. Almost always somebody complains they're tired.
那么总是有人起到床太晚，有的人就说这个问题那个问题。
And very often in my attempt to get them to school on time, I have to drive very fast.
为了要他们准时，所以我常常必须要开快车。
Hey, no big deal. Everybody's doing it, and you know there are no cops around anyways.
这有什么关系？大家都这样子，而且警察不在。
Well, there was this one day on our way to school.
但是有一天，当我们去上学的时候
，One of the girls said, "Daddy, Daddy, there's a cop."
这女儿说，哎，爸爸，爸爸，小心，那边有个警察。
I slammed on the brake. I slowed down.
我踩刹车，然后慢下来。
So where? What's he doing?
我说在哪儿？他干嘛
？Say, oh no no, he's writing somebody a ticket.
他在给人这个出这个罚单。
I said to them, I said, okay, wow, next time we have to remember from now on, when we drive here, we need to slow down.
所以我就跟他讲说，哦，太好。好险啊！那么以后呢，我们开到这边的时候，我们就要开慢一点。
And so I kept on driving, but something just did not sit right with me.
我就这样直接开车，但是突然之间我就觉得不太对劲儿。
I thought, wait a minute, wait, what am I teaching my girls?
我就说，我到底教给我的女儿什么东西啊
？I'm teaching them it's okay to break the law as long as you don't get caught.
我不是在教我的女孩说，你可以犯法，但是只要你不被抓就行了。
Or even worse, it's okay. Only do the right things when somebody's watching.
或者我跟她讲说，你只要人家看你的时候，你就做好就好了。
Actions speak so much louder than words.
身教是重于言教的。
So many people, so many children leave the faith because they don't see God in their parents' lives.
许多孩子他们离开这个信仰，为什么？因为他们从他的父母身上没有看见他们的信仰。
As a PK pastor's kid, I have so many people come up and talk to me and tell me.What? Your dad is a pastor, and you want to be a pastor too?
因为我是牧师的小孩，所以很多人来问我说，啊，你是牧师的小孩，你还想要当牧师吗？
And then they would go on to tell me these terrible stories of how pastors' kids, they don't want to go to church, they don't want anything to do with God.
所以他们就告诉我很多这些这个牧师的孩子，他们后来离开了这个信仰，做了很多坏事。
And our children they stumble when they see inconsistencies in our lives.
当我们有在生命中有这些有 inconsistency 不一致的时候，这些孩子能够看得清楚。
When they see us talk about God at church.We can teach Sunday school lessons, but at home, God is nowhere to be seen.
我们可以在教会里头讲神，在主日学的时候讲很多教会的圣经的事，但是回到家，我们活出另外一个人。
We can say that God is powerful and that He is in control, but they see us worrying and stressed out all the time.
我们可以讲说神是信实的，他会供应我们，可是我们暗地里我们就紧张，我们就焦虑。
They don't like it when they see us caring more about our face, right, our reputation, more than we care about our character.
人不在乎我们外面讲什么，注重我们的这个名誉，其实是在注我们的实际。
See, what do our children need to see in us?
我们的孩子他能够看在我们身上什么呢？
Not perfection, they know we're far from perfect.
不是要完全，因为他们知道我们是不完全的。
But they need to see faith, genuine faith in God.
但是他们必须要再从我们身上看见那个真正的那个信心。
They need to see us serving God not with our lips, but they need to see us serving God with our lives.
他让我看见我们不是用我们的嘴唇来服侍神，而是用我们的实际的行动来服侍神。
Please allow me to share a testimony, a family testimony with you.
请你让我来那个做我家庭的一个见证。
Not to boast about anything, but simply to illustrate this point.
不是为了这个夸大自己，而是来说明这一点。
As for me and my household, this is a very powerful verse in our family.
至于我与我家要侍奉神，这个对我们家来讲是一个非常有力的一个经文。
My great grandpa used to be a medium in the Buddhist temple in Taiwan.
我的曾祖父原来是一个在庙里的一个乩童。
And he gave everything he had to his gods, but he never felt peace in his heart.
他全心全力地把这个心交给他所信的神，可是他从来没有平安。
One day when he heard the gospel, he felt so peaceful, he felt so good. He says, God, I am going to give everything to you. I want to give you my very best.
当他听到了福音之后，他得到了平安，他就做这样一个决定说，我愿意把我最好的献给神。
I want to dedicate my firstborn son to be your service. I want you to use him for your purpose.
愿意把我头这个长子这个头生的献给你作为神的仆人。
And then he said, you know, not only that, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Hopefully, every generation, somebody will step up to serve God full time.
所以我与我的家我们要侍奉神，所以我愿意不但把我的儿子献给神，而且希望世世代代都有人愿意出来服侍神。
So four generations later, today, I am still receiving that blessing, God's blessing, because of my great-grandpa's decision to serve the Lord, he and his household serving God.
四代以后，我今天就是神恩典的一个彰显。我们这四代三个牧师在那边都在侍奉神。
So my grandpa, the one who had been dedicated, he served God his whole life.
我的祖父，他是被我曾祖父所奉献的，他一生服侍神。
When he was old, he suffered a severe stroke.
当他老的时候，他曾经做了一个非常严重的中风。
And so half of his body is paralyzed, even half of his face.
他的半身不遂，包括他的一半的脸。
But that did not stop him from serving God. That did not stop him from preaching God's word.
虽然如此，但没有避免防止他。不侍奉神，不为神讲道。
I still remember one time he flew up from California to preach at my dad's church.
我记得有一次他从加州飞到西雅图，在我父亲这个台语教会讲道。
He was so frail. He was in his 80s. His speech was so unclear.
他是非常的软弱，他已经八十岁，他讲话也讲不清楚了。
His body hunched over.
他的身体都弯曲了。
But when it came time to preach, I saw him dragging his old body to the pulpit.
但是当他讲到的时候，他把那个他老的残软弱的身体带到了讲台上。
But with all his might, he preached powerfully, clearly the word of God.
但是当他讲到的时候，他就讲那个有力那个的道，他。
But I don't remember what he preached that day.
他那天讲什么我已经不记得了。
But I remember looking at him, thinking, I want to be like him.
但我看到他的时候，我心里在想说，我要跟他一样。
How he served God all his life.
他一生服侍神。
And he finished strong.
他完成的时候，他是一个很坚强的人。
My dad.He served God his entire life as well. After many years of being a pastor, he was finally retired.
我父亲也是一生服侍神，到了最后他退休的时候。
He was almost in his 70s, but at that time, there was a church in Japan that needed a pastor.
他已经差不多70岁了，可是那个时候在日本有一个小教会需要一个牧师。
So he went for 3 months, but 3 months turned into 3 years, 3 years turned into 6 years.
他本来应该去3个月就好了，没有想到3个月变成3年，3年变成已经6年了。
And I could see that he will continue to serve for many years there.
我可以想象他会继续不断地侍奉神。
I was so glad that 2 years ago, I heard so much about that church. I was so glad that 2 years ago, I was able to visit him and visit his church.
已经2年了，我听了很多的故事。那么2年前我有机会去参观那个教会。
And as I walked into the church and I saw everybody, how there was love of God, there's the life of Jesus in the church.
当我进去的时候，我发现那边是非常温暖，那边大家都爱主，大家都彼此相爱。
It was a beautiful picture of how the shepherd loved his sheep and the sheep loving and honoring the shepherd.
在那边，那个牧人爱他的羊群，那个羊群也真是仰望这个牧者。
The night before I preached at that church, I spent some time in the sanctuary by myself, just going through the message.
有一天我要讲道，在讲道的头一天晚上，我就到了教堂里头准备这个重复我的这个准备讲章。
It was late at night, and my dad came down to the sanctuary to check on me.
那么那个时候已经到了晚上了，结果我的父亲来到了楼下，他要看看我到底怎么样。
And I could tell he was there, but he was kind of lingering there. I could tell that he wanted to spend some time with me.
在那边他就看来看去，我就知道他想要跟我有一段这个时间在一起。
So he came to me and he said, "Come, let's pray."
他就跟我讲说，来来来，我们一起来祷告。
So he took me to the altar by the foot of the cross. Right there, he took me. We knelt down together and he prayed a prayer of blessing over me.
那我们就到了这个十字架的下面，在这个祭台的后面，那么他就按手替我祷告。
I don't remember what he prayed.
我不记得他讲了些什么。
But I remember thinking, I want to be like him.
那我就想到，我要跟他一样。
How a shepherd, a servant of God, lived a simple life with a childlike faith.
一个神的仆人过一个这个简单的生活，一个非常简单的这个信心的生活。
He all his life he was humble, he was faithful to God's work.
他是非常谦卑，而且是忠于神的话语。
And I pray for myself is that I will continue on this legacy.
我就在祷告说，我能不能接续他们这样伟大这样的遗产。
That I would continue to be humble, that I would continue to be faithful before God.
我愿意继续的这样的谦卑，继续的信实的服侍神。
But not only that, I would bring my family, my family to the foot of the cross.
不但如此，而且带我的整个家庭能够来到十字架的面前。
So that it's there, they too will receive God's blessing.
使得他们也能够承受神的恩典。
My friends, what is the most important thing we can give our children? What is the most important thing we could leave for our children?
弟兄姐妹，我们有什么东西是最重要的，能够教给我们的孩子？什么东西是他们所需要的？
It's got to be money, right?
是不是钱呢？钱财呢？
Possession.
是不是你的所有的东西呢？
It's our faith. It's our genuine faith in the Lord.
是我们的信心，我们那个真正的那个信心，真实的信心。
My friends, no matter who you are, where you're at in life, have you made this decision?
不论你在怎么样的状况之下，你有没有下定这个决心呢？
I hope that we will say like Joshua, not just with our lips, but with our lives, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
希望大家跟这个约书亚一样说，我与我的家要一定要服侍侍奉神。
We will serve the Lord.
我们一起来服侍神。
We will serve the Lord and Lord only.
我们唯独来侍奉这位神。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like us to sing a very, very simple chorus. It just goes, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That's it.
我唱一段这个诗歌，这个诗歌很简单，就是我与我的家必要侍奉神，是英文的。
Okay, let me sing it to you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. That's it. Sing with me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Can you all stand? Let's sing together. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. 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 One more time, we will serve. We will serve the Lord. Lord Jesus, that's our prayer. Not just with our lips, but hopefully with our heart. Yes, we will serve you.
主啊，这是我们的祷告。我们愿意服侍神，不是用我们的口唇，而是用我们的心来服侍你。
Lord, help us to be able to leave behind a beautiful spiritual legacy behind.
主啊，求主你真是帮助我们能够留下一个美的这个属灵的遗产。
And that indeed we could say, as for me, as for us and our household, we will all serve the Lord.
使得我们能够说，至于我跟我的家，我们必侍奉神。
Lord, help us to do that.
求主你帮助我们这样做。
Help us to be a true light in this dark world.
求主你在这个黑暗时代成为真光。
That we could truly leave a spiritual legacy for those people so that they could all be pointed back to you.
使我们真的能够留下一个真的美丽的属灵的遗产，使得许多的人能够来见到你。
Help us to do what we cannot do for ourselves.
求主帮助我们所不能做的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。